I don't speak on a set. I don't beef on the net. I got niggas on my team. The judge want to lethal inject. Okay, not really, but it does sound like something cool to say. Welcome, bienvenue. I am another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Lebanon.
Boy,
it's good. Mm-hmm. Today's episode has been recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, June 15, 2025. God damn. Well, first of all, sorry, Father's Day. But the reason I'm saying God damn is because we're like halfway through the year and halfway through the month. Let it marinate. Today's episode is rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, Record Label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. All right, before we continue, come on everybody, do me a favor. Apply yourselves. That's right. Shout out to all you listeners. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! It's like the 12-step program type of thing. Nah, seriously. Here's hoping I say something in this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. Website, shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. This is usually the part where I would tell you to find me on your favorite podcatcher and give me a 5-star rating, but I'm not there yet. So right now I just start with website and the email address. I mean, I would appreciate if you like the podcast, help a brother out. And give me some ratings. Give me some 5-star ratings. You know what? Okay. I'm not like every other podcaster. I'm by myself. You know what it is? Because it's my goddamn podcast. All right. And I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Bouge bleu, me défoque. In today's episode, titled 274, The Religion of Our Enslavers, I'm pretty much going to talk shit about Christianity. That's pretty much it. That's what Feature Thought's going to be about. Talking shit about the whip. So yes, it's going to be a full-fledged church wretchedness. And I'll explain what church wretchedness is later on. But before we do that, let's start with some quotes and some randomness. Alright, let's start. First quote goes... I love this one. I care more about my relationship with my inner being than anything else. If I'm not in alignment with myself, I have nothing to offer to anyone. Oh my God. I'm feeling that shit. All right. Next quote goes, you did the best you could with what you knew at the time. Don't let new wisdom lead you to condemn yourself over old struggles. Forgive yourself and move forward. Author's quote is Morgan Richard Oliver. While I was reading it, I was thinking about something that I read on Reddit. I forget which subreddit. It's like, I don't know. Did I fuck up? No, I fucked up. But the dude, you could tell the dude was confessing. And long story short, homie talks about how he went out, was drinking, drunk, and was having a good time with these girls on the dance floor. And for some reason, this motherfucker slapped the woman on her ass. I remember reading this thinking it was a woman to a woman. So what's the problem? But this is a dude And he remembers, and he remembers, even though he was drunk, he still remembers how the girl was like nervous laughter, and then they were nowhere to be found, and then her male friend stepped in, and homeboy was like mean mugging him the whole night. And okay, I'm sharing this story because I remember when I first realized that it was a guy. My first thought was like, you piece of shit. Oh, what the fuck were you thinking? But I got a sense, two things. I got a sense that this dude was already feeling like shit. Not, you know, was already feeling like he was like, well, first of all, why the fuck are you confessing this on the net? You know, you deserve whatever you get. But, and the reason why I'm responding the way I am is because I'm thinking of the time where I've done some foul shit in a club. And the next day felt like shit. What the fuck was I thinking? Excuse me. And I'm still beating myself up over this shit. And I'm thinking of this quote about forgive yourself and move forward. Don't let your wisdom lead you to condemn yourself. And that's the thing. In that moment, I'm still struggling to forgive myself over it. That's the real, I brought up that story that I read on the net because I connected to the next day and regretting your actions, not being able to take it back. Like the possibility that you were someone, the worst part of someone's night. And you can't take it back. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm not, anyway, all right, so I forget. This is quotes. This is just quote. I got more thoughts to share in randomness. Plus, it's late. All right, okay, let's jump to... let me get back. Show yourself compassion. That's the whole part. It's about showing yourself compassion. If you know better, do better. But it does suck. It does suck when you realize you did some foul shit that you can't take back. I don't know. Again, I'm not offering solutions. I'm just thinking shit out loud. Okay. I last quote, and this one connects to today's feature thought. And it goes, if the concept of God has any validity or any use, it can only be to make us larger, freer, and more loving. Oh my God. If God cannot do this, then it's time we get rid of him. James Baldwin. I believe it's from a book. He wrote The Fire Next Time. Oh shit. I gotta get that book. Oh wow. Okay. All right. Okay. That's it for quotes. Let's jump to some randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Okay, okay, you know what? For today's quotes is shit fresh off the dome. Usually randomness, I comment on content that I found on the internet, but this time there is content I wanted to speak about, but I can see myself speaking out, taking a lot of time to, I need to flesh out my idea. I just need to flesh out my idea, but for now, let's just go with fresh off the dome, kids. And there's a lot. I'm going to make it short and sweet. There's a lot, but they're short and sweet. I was telling myself that. But all right, okay, let's go. Let's do this, B-Black. Okay, let me notice the time. Okay, cool. First one, beefing on the net. That quote that you heard me recite at the beginning, it's by Benny the Butcher. And I fucking love hip-hop. I love these moments in hip-hop where my subconscious picks up these lines and they're like, oh, shit, I got to memorize it. And but the most striking part, I think the part that got the part in that verse that got my attention is beefing on the net. I in a previous episode, I talked about how conversation with my therapist about how, you know, I need to start getting the fuck off the internet. And sometimes I realize that part of my dopamine fix is, it's amazing how I could, like, if ask me to write an email, feedback email to my favorite podcast, I'm like, fuck, I'll do it at gunpoint. But someone talking shit on the internet, oh, I'm all there. I'm in the comment section. Fuck, 40 seconds, oh, man, whatever. And 40 characters, that's it. 150 characters, that's it. It's amazing. But sometimes, most times, right, if I consume content that I like, that I'm trying to show support, I'm trying to compliment this person's thought, I'm trying to let the content creator know that I processed what you said and here's some additional thought, whatever. Sometimes I also go in the content section just to say, who's talking shit, man? You know, so I can defend the content creator. But, what do you call that? TikTok has been good just showing me shit that I agree with. Blue Sky, okay, here, I guess where the beef on the net comes in is, I am really tired of these fucking symbolic, no, I'm tired of these Donald Trump is stupid posts, or Donald Trump's member of his cabinet is stupid. Donald Trump is stupid. His supporters are stupid. We fucking know that. We know it's a cult. It doesn't change the fact that this motherfucker's... what I'm trying to say is, like Obama said, is don't fucking boo, vote. I'm angry. It's like, in Blue Sky, I feel like Blue Sky is like notorious for this, for posts like, yeah, Donald Trump is stupid. Fuck, I know that. Oh, look, he did something stupid again. And most of my posts, and I'm realizing that I'm not changing the world. It's like I'm trying to remind, you know, I've used this analogy before. I feel like people are talking about Trump like their ex. Hey, don't get me wrong. He's repugnant. Sorry, that's easy words. I'm not sure if I'm using properly. Oh, he is a terrible human being. And I get that we're all venting. Let me put it this way. Shit. I can't express what I really want to express about Donald Trump. I mean, look, my parents are from Haiti, and they lived under a dictatorship. And it was clear. It was clear. You do not talk shit about the dictator, because you will get dealt with. So I can't really say what I really want to say about Trump, I'm realizing I can't read what I really want to read about Donald Trump. I want people to say what I want them to say. So I'm going with the flow. I need to take a breather. It's like every time I see these Donald Trump is stupid posts, I'm like, yeah, but he's president. What are you going to do about it? And that makes me sound like I'm a supporter. No, it's more like I need you to accept the reality of the situation and let's deal with that. Ah, man. Okay. Look, it's a long story, but yes, be black. Stop beefing on the net. Like Benny the Butcher. All right. Next quote. Next randomness. I said, I just realized this. This is just quick random thought. But I realize that I spend a lot, and I mean a lot, a significant amount of my waking time thinking about my feelings or other people's feelings. Usually other people's feelings towards me. Just cut myself. Just cut myself. Along the same line, it's a good thing I don't record this shit on a schedule. Because I'm recording later than usual, and the reason why is because I had a day full of I took Friday off to do everything that I was hoping to do, what I did today. Nah, Friday I just chill, and whatever, it doesn't matter. But one of the activities that I did is I mentioned this in a previous episode that I'm keeping track of my debts and my expenses. I'm trying to be an adult about my finances. Finally, 50 years old, and I'm finally trying to be an adult about my finances. I'm realizing, what the fuck? You spend a lot of money on bullshit. But anyway, so I created a little spreadsheet to keep track, and I finally brought that spreadsheet up to date. And I'm giving you this whole story, and it just allowed me to see that, wow, man, you spent a lot of money on eating out, takeout, you know, just on bullshit, on bullshit. And I just shared this story because I was thinking about how being mindful. I mean, mindful of my finances, the same way I'm being mindful of the fact that I think a lot about my own feelings and how people feel about me. And first it starts with an errand. It starts with awareness. I think this is the part of this randomness is awareness. And then after that awareness, then you can start making intelligent decisions about whether to continue that behavior or not. Whew, look at me preaching.
You know, I didn't come here to preach to you today.
All right. Next quote. Again, randomness, again, for this podcast, I'm just realizing that on this podcast, I talk about my own perceived brokenness. I need to flesh out this thought, but here it goes. I talk a lot on this podcast. I talk about my own perceived brokenness or other people's perceived brokenness and how it feels. This is my way of saying that it's about me. I'm trying to strike that balance between sharing personal stories with you, especially about other people, and not putting people on blast. If you hear me speak about others, okay, with the exception of celebrities, celebrities, but if I share a story about a coworker or whatever, it's my intention is not to diss that person. It's more like a self-expression. It's like I'm drawing a portrait about the situation and how it made me feel. Now, granted, I'm a sensitive soul. I'm trying to picture a scenario where I'm listening to someone's podcast and they're talking about me. Now, I got to respect the fact that it's their safe space. But you know, I guess it comes down to, you know, if they share their own thoughts, then I can't do shit about it. If that's how they perceive the situation, it is what it is. It's their side of the story. And I can, you know what? No, I can respect that. And I would suck it up. Now, if these people are like saying shit that are false. Yeah, man, so be black and he pulled down his pants. You got a small dick and shit like that. Whoa. I pulled down my pants. But I mean, that would upset. You know, okay. I'm thinking about a time where, about an ex. I guess that's a different situation, but I was thinking about an ex. And then we were beefing on something, and then I heard her express her side of the story to someone else, or someone else told me how she saw the situation. I remember feeling so offended by her perspective. So wow, I was young when that happened. But okay, I'm saying this long shit because I'm mindful. I do worry about speaking about other people in an attempt to paint a picture, set up whatever, and that person hears what I have to say. Anyway, and whatever, man. Again, this is me saying my intentions is to speak about my own brokenness, about the my own imperfections, or the what I perceive to be imperfections. And if I talk about, let's say, someone else, like, let's say, a toxic human being, yeah, it's factual. I may not have told you that you're a toxic human, because no one wants to confess to the fact that they're a fucking toxic human being. But if I talk about it, it's me being real. It's just me being real. I guess that's what it is. I don't know. The challenges of being a podcaster like me, these kinds. I know I'm not alone on this shit. You know what? I would love to network with other podcasters and discuss this topic. Yeah. Because my favorite podcasters, that's what they do. But whatever. Okay, all right. Next item.
So, you're a philosopher?
Kendrick was... Okay. To all you Yankees, to all you Americans listening to this podcast, possibly, whatever. I was trying to make a tariff joke, but I'm not that quick. Yes, Kendrick did come to Canada, but I need you to clarify, right? He came to Toronto, all right? Fuck, Toronto. Toronto is like, how many cities are in Canada? Doesn't matter. Toronto is one of the many cities in this fucking country. He came to Toronto. Nah, sorry. It's a Canadian pet peeve. It's like how Americans, like, it's a Canada. And to us, it's like, yeah, but I mean, which part of Canada? And we call it Quebecers. Canadians, I mean, they don't mind being called Canadians, but, you know, it's, sorry. Okay, holy shit, focus, man. Yes, I, first, let me, on this podcast, I like to celebrate small victories. A part of me kind of wanted to go to the Kendrick concert, and then looked at my finance, and said no. So, you know what that's called, kids? Being an adult. The two reasons I didn't go through the Kendrick concert, I kind of really want to go. No, I'm glad it went well, from what I understand. I haven't heard any, all the worst case scenarios. Drake didn't show up with some goons. Nigga, please. Ruin the concerts, or shut up the club, shut up the concert. Hey, don't fuck with you. Toronto's got crazy people too, man. There's some thugs in much in Toronto. The two reasons I didn't go to a Kendrick concert is, one, it's the money, and two, it's fuck. Raps change, man. I remember the good old days of hip hop where a white kid wouldn't be crazy enough to go to a rap concert and drop the N word. And now that you go to a rap concert and you're outnumbered, and, you know, God forbid you're in the white section of the concert, it's someone drops the N-word, that would just fuck up my night. That was, I'm not the violent type, but I know it would fuck up my night. I would spend the rest of the night saying, you should have did this, you should have stabbed that cracker, whatever. But yeah. But I'm glad it went well. I'm glad it went well. I kind of hope there's like a live streaming. I wish there was a live streaming, but I already got a 2-minute renovation. Yo, dear Ottawa, man, do me a favor. I think I'm gonna, when I kick back my comedy sting, I'm gonna ask the audience to, look, man, if I'm ever beefing with an out of town comedian, please don't show up to their shows when they come to Ottawa. Hey, yo, Kendrick, man, that the boogeyman, that dude, I remember this shit started out with a diss track. Started out with a diss track, and it ends, I don't think it's done, but it ends with him doing 2 sold-out shows in his hometown. I got more shooters in Toronto than you do, whatever, yeah. You know what? Drake fucked up in a sense that he didn't give us like, we were proud of him, the success that he made, but he didn't do the shit like create an anthem, like do shit. Like, I remember when he went on Saturday Night Live and expressed the Toronto accent. That was a big deal. It's like, yeah, putting Canada on the map. But after that, it was just like being a problematic male. Whatever, man. You did this to yourself, Drake. Yeah. You did this to yourself. Like I said, man, Kendrick is the lunatic. Lunatic that Tupac talked about in his song on his first album. Tupac's got a track called Return of the Lunatic. And there's a line he says, looking like a bitch because your whole fucking posse broke out. Yeah, when Euphoria dropped, I was like, shit. I was renouncing. I was like, yo. I was like, making sure everyone on the net knew, like, yo, hold on a second, let's be clear. Drake, I'm a black Canadian. Drake is a white boy from Toronto. Let's just get this clear, all right? Let's make this distinction. That's another reason why I want you Yanks to remember that he came to Toronto, Drake's hometown. Not my hometown. Mm. You can't tell I'm drinking hot chocolate. Well, hot chocolate that's cooled down.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. So apparently I missed Donald Trump's little parade. Saw it on video. Not that I had the intentions of going. And you know, there's nothing to say. The only reason I bring up the parade is because I was thinking about how weather, because you know how border security is being difficult to letting people in the country. You got a visa? You got a visa? You little nigger Canadian? Whatever. I wonder if I went to the border and told them that I'm coming to see the parade, whether they would have let me in or whether I would have gotten put on a list. It's like, that sounds like you look like you're attempting some ill will. Whatever. I'm just saying. Yeah. Fuck the parade. Someone showed a video of an image of is it Japan, China, or South Korea? Some Asian countries with a big ass army, and they show. Yeah, man. If that parade was an attempt to show dick size, yeah, you failed, Trump. Buy yourself a Corvette, man. Fuck a parade. All right, okay. Let me jump this one here.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. So I random thought. I got beef with people who lack empathy. So much that I'm tempted. Like I feel like. Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to hash out this thought. But I'm going to say, like, I feel like if empath was like the mutants, I'd be Magneto. Problem is, I can't be a supervillain and an empath. Is it possible to be a supervillain and an empath? I got to think about that. Anyway, I'm thinking about, because I was in a situation where I was, being empathetic to someone who wouldn't return that favor. I've just been noticing that, and it's been, like, driving me nuts. Or people who, like, what's the point of empathy? Like, people who, like, talk shit about empathy, but expect it when they need it. That grinds my gear. This goes under grinds my gears.
So, you're a philosopher?
Endor finishing the Endor series, and it was certified dope. Shout out to Randolph Terrence from the Three Guys On podcast for recommending it. And both seasons, I just finished watching it. And the last episode of season 2 of Andor perfectly sets it up for Rogue. So another reason why this podcast I'm recording late. What time is it? Jesus Christ, B. Man, you gotta wake up. Yeah, is the fact that so yesterday I finished watching Andor, and the last episode properly sets it up for the movie Rogue One. And I started watching Rogue One and I finished it right before. Yeah. Okay, that was less of adult-like on my part. But yeah, Andor was dope.
So you're a philosopher?
Okay, Sinners on my timeline. I'm not gonna elaborate on that one. So Sinners, so it looks like. Not looks like. So my TikTok timeline's been filled with people commenting on the movie Sinners, like more than when it was released in theaters. And I guess that must have something to do with the fact that it's available. The digital copy is available for purchase, which I'm interested in buying, but it's kind of expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like buying the DVD, but I do want the digital copy, but that's a lot of money. God damn. But anyway, whatever. Sinner's a dope ass movie. And I was just bumping Road to Dublin in the background. Look, I don't have much to say. I don't even have it. Did I add any in my other notes? Yeah, look, I'm just going to say Sinner's in my timeline. Shout out to Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler for the movie Sinners. Make that money. Yo, I'm thinking this is the dude. Wow. Maybe it's too early, but maybe he's going to be the one who ends up making the movie about the Haitian Revolution. We'll see.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Last thing is, I'm just going to end with shout out to Chris Lambert. And I just finished listening to his podcast episode, Mundane Festival, episode 791, Mr. Chocolate Puts Black Women Through. And I like his solo episodes because they inspire me to continue doing solo episodes. But also, one thing he's got going for him is he reminds me, like, I need to get out there. Like, because he'll talk about his shows, upcoming shows, movies that he watched, concert he's been to, and things like that. I mean, you know what I mean? Okay, oh, wait, okay, there I go comparing myself to other podcasts. But I'm just saying that I'm just, look, quick, appreciated that episode. Long story short. All right, okay. And, that's it for randomness. Told you, nice and sweet. It felt kind of long, but, you know, maybe I might cut out some of this stuff, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, boys and girls, let's jump to final thought, last word, and then I'm going to rename it last word. And before we do that, let's take a quick break. All right, I'm back. And I'm back, boys and girls. All right, how do I start this? Let me reread the quote that I read by, just for context, right? From James Baldwin. He goes, if the concept of God has any validity or any use, it can only be to make us larger, freer, and more loving. If God cannot do this, then it's time we get rid of him. All right, so what inspired, let me try to set this up. What inspired today's feature thought? Dems in my last word. That's going to be last words. Yeah, feature thoughts. It's this clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And it's... I'll just play it just to set it up. It'll describe itself. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but let him ask the question.
GPT, a simple question. If you had to come down from heaven and be born amongst a race of people whom you feel represent the closest representation of God's love and power, what race would you choose and why? This is what it said.
All right, now, you just took it from deep to divine.
All right, what do you think it said? Sorry. There's a joke in there. ChatGPT got racist. I sure wouldn't be a negra. No, okay, no. It's essentially ChatGPT said some shit that to black Christian with blue. Essentially, ChatGPT pretty much said that, oh man, I'd be black because black people understand the struggle and blah 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 blah, all that shit. Maybe I should read the caption. It says, ChatGPT is facing backlash after its polarizing comments about black people. Yeah, so essentially, it said some flattering shit. Long story short is, I'll let you hear it yourself, but, you know, God is black. And I... should I know about the background music. And look, everything I'm going to say next is everything I wanted to but couldn't put in the comment section. For one reason, my response usually are emotional, and it's a challenge to put those emotions into words. Two, the reason I didn't reply is because there were some people in the comment section feeling good about that response. Black people feeling good about that response. And I didn't want to be that guy, like, you know, actually, because I am going to contradict it. And two, you know, speak my mind. But like I said, I was emotional. I needed time to process these thoughts. And I, oh, shit. what did I write down? And, yeah, so my response to this is, it bothers me. It bothered me that Talam has a line in one of his poems where he says, Walla Walla churches, got all these niggas pacified. Ask what? Okay, the line goes, they don't need to succeed, they're just happy to be alive. Meaning, since slavery, the Bible has been used to brainwash us into believing that, hey, you don't need power, you don't need influence, you don't need money, you don't need to be free. Because all that good shit is in the afterlife. You should know what's up. Stand up for your right. Okay, no, all right, focus, B. Yeah, no. The response from ChatGPT bothered me. Because essentially, all I heard was, oh, so you got this in artificial intelligence to convince you that you're a winner in the white man's religion. According to their religion, you're special. According to their religion, you're blessed and highly favored. And I guess this is where the conflict comes in, is I understand the value of having a relationship with God. I understand the, I would never shit on someone's connection to the Almighty. However way you want to process that, that's your business. Like, if you use religion, spirituality to get you out of bed, to navigate through this crazy world, high five. I do not stand in the way of that. What I do have a problem is if you're using religion to pacify you, to stay in bed, to keep your eyes closed, to say stupid shit like, you know, I'm waiting for Jesus to fall out the sky. There's a skit by Ice Cube on his, I forget which album, and and he talks about, he walks up to, you know, it's an audio skit, so you can hear him walking up to someone, some brother, and says, hey, what are you doing? He goes, waiting for Jesus, oh my Lord Jesus Christ, to fall out the sky. And Ice Cube going, is like, oh, this was when Ice Cube was like considering or joining the Nation of Islam. So he was shitting on Christianity. It doesn't matter. But my point is, he would say, yeah, I'm waiting for Jesus to fall out the sky. And he says some shit like, he goes, so you're not going to do anything but just wait for Jesus? He goes, that's right. He goes, all right, so you're not going to mind if I take this watch, right? He goes, nope, Jesus will get me one. Yeah, man. If you're using religion to fall for the okie doke, man, fuck that shit. If religion can't talk you out of, you know, not touching kids, not being a shitty human being, not being like pro-life or being gay is a sin. Like, if you're in that category, then yeah, no, man, toss that shit. I got beef with you. So yeah, no, so getting back, I had a problem with that response. Well, not necessarily the response, but more the idea that black people needed to hear that. Needed to be reaffirmed at the idea that there are winners in the white man's religion. Yeah, okay, you know what? I forget. I can't spend a lot of thought tonight, a lot of thoughts on this shit. Maybe I need to flesh it out. But the title of today's episode came from something that, again, I feel like this is probably the third time I mentioned Talal Masih, the poet, Talal Masih. And I'm not sure where I read it. It might have been one of his books, or it might have been in an interview, article, whatever, right? But he was talking about how he read Cross Path with someone who was saying stupid shit like, and I've heard this notion before. It's like a black person saying, if it wasn't for slavery, we would have never discovered Jesus. We would have never had a relationship with Jesus. And it's infuriating. Like, I've heard that shit growing up. It's like, well, fuck it. Slavery was bad, but at least we got to know Jesus. You know what I mean? And just the extent of the brainwash. And in the end, I forget how he responded, but I do remember this one line, the last line of whatever he said. It's like, this is the how we've accepted the religion of our brutal, barbaric enslavers. My last draw with Christianity. Well, first, so on my journey to deconstruction, before I became a former Christian, I need to make a note to explain church ratchetness before I end. Church ratchetness. Okay. My journey to becoming a former Christian started the second I realized or learned that Jesus wasn't white. It was a big disappointment, because it was also the same time I also learned why they made him white in the first place, for racist reason, white supremacy. Blew my mind that the Almighty would allow this shit to happen under his name. But that was like the chink in the armor. Is that what we call chink in the armor? The crack in the armor. Remember, I was born into Christianity. Like, I was like from birth, so I've been brainwashed. But I remember that was the first time I'm like, something's up. It finally ended when I concluded that, yo, Christianity is nothing but the white man's religion, or the religion of our barbaric enslavers. I remember once I used to do prayers like, you know, stupid shit like, oh, go to bed late and like pray that God wakes me up at the time I needed to wake up. But that's when I knew, I'm like, I don't know about this religion. Now, I say all this, I'm gonna wrap this up. I say all this because the other reason I bring this up, it wasn't just this ChatGPT, is I was listening to some a podcast, and I won't go into details, but they kept making sometimes a podcast, it's less what they say, it's how they make me feel, or how they made me think, or what they made me think. And it just had me thinking about how ever since I've chosen to be an ex-Christian, I haven't done something about my spirituality, because I've always been a spiritual person, but it's like I put that shit on hold. I've been putting that shit on hold, like, not think about it. It's like, so what is it? You don't believe in God, or you believe in God, or what is it? You know, I mean, lately I've been part of it is because I've just told myself that I'm gonna pray to the ancestors, because they're up there. I'm trying to believe that they're, like, rooting for me. Sorry, I'll be mean. Yeah, I'll be mean to myself, but yeah, I believe that they're rooting for me. But yeah, man, I'm on a journey, man. Again, no solutions, no advices. I'm not preaching here. I'm just thinking out loud and realizing that then if you are a, what are you doing now? I to be honest with you, I just haven't thought about it. It's not that I have a need. I still listen to, like, I'll still bump some, like, Christian music and shit, but I just never thought about it. And whatever. Okay, so as I promised, I said that I would explain what church ratchetness is for those of you who aren't familiar. Church ratchetness is usually the title I use to introduce a segment where I talk shit about the church. I'm the son of a preacher man. My dad's a pastor, and like all PKs, preacher's kid, some of us have children out of wedlock. Me, I talk shit about the church. I rebel against the church, and I know for some of you are thinking that, hey, church ratchetness sounds a lot like swords ratchetness from the Black Guy Who Tips, and this is where I say that no, not at all. They have their thing. I have my thing. They're McDonald's, I'm McDowell's. Please stop confusing the two. And last but not least, yeah, I think I'm going to wrap this up with a quote by Malcolm X. Yeah, I think, yeah, this was the only conclusion I was trying to make here is, oh, no, I already made the point. Yeah. I'm okay with church if it's what's gotten you on the straight and narrow path. But I'm not okay with it if it's got you on a fucked up path. There we go. Whether it's Islam, Judaism, what the fuck? Am I really going to forget that religion? God damn it. Shit. Buddhism. Buddhism or whatever. Sorry, I'm from North America, man. I have a limited witchcraft. Whatever the fuck, man. Whatever you do to keep you on the straight and narrow, good for you. But I am going to ask you that, you know, pray for me. Pray for me as I figure out this journey, this ugly journey called life. All right, let me make sure. I'm just going to read my notes. It goes, if it keeps you in bed. Yeah, I think I covered everything. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. All right, so this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it this late effing night. links are in the show notes, as always. Yeah, links to everything that I cover are in the show notes. Go to shutuppodcast.com. Actually, I have to go to Shut Up Podcast. I should go to the Casta site to see the notes. Website, shutuppodcast.com. Email address, shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question,
are you an outcast?
This episode was rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you don't be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening, and remember, please, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.